advocates of public campaign financing who spoke at the commission hearing say the state should adopt New York City's largely successful matching small donor program, where modest contributions are matched by public funds at a 6-to-1 ratio. But they also say the commission should not be looking at whether to end fusion voting. Assemblyman Harvey Epstein was one of many state and city lawmakers to testify at the hearing.
Stay away from fusion voting. This is not the time to mess with the system that works, and please don't do it.
Epstein says he does not believe it was the legislature's intention when it agreed with the governor to set up the commission during state budget talks to also end fusion voting.
I don't believe you have the authority based on what we did, and I don't believe it's the right thing for the democracy of the state of New York.
Commissioner Henry Berger, an experienced election law lawyer who was jointly appointed by the governor and the Democratic legislative leaders, argued that, yes, the commission does have the power to look at whether to end cross-party endorsements.
We've heard this repeatedly.
Yeah.
You and your colleagues adopted a law.
Right.
It created us, and we're bound by that law.
Right.
We're bound by the mandates of the law.
Berger says the commission is supposed to look at how multiple party endorsements of a single candidate might artificially inflate the amount of public funds a candidate receives, and he believes that includes considering whether fusion voting can continue. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says there is a simple way to resolve the problem without changing fusion voting. Have the matching donor funds remain with the candidate, regardless of how many party lines they are running on. He says that's been the rule for decades in New York City.
There is an issue, which is how do you deal with candidates who run on multiple party lines for the purposes of public financing? That's a legitimate issue to deal with. The city of New York has already figured out how to deal with it.
Some advocates of public campaign financing have called the fusion issue a poison pill that could ultimately derail a public matching donor program for the state. Two minor parties, the left-leaning Working Families Party and the state's Conservative Party, have filed lawsuits. And the Conservative Party chair has said Cuomo has a vendetta against the Working Families Party after that party endorsed Cuomo's 2018 primary opponent, Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo, speaking at an unrelated event, downplayed tensions with the Working Families Party. The governor was asked by reporters whether he personally wants to end fusion voting, and he did not directly answer, saying he supported cross endorsements in former elections.
I have benefited from fusion voting in the past. Many elected officials have. I've run on multiple party lines, and so I have participated in it.
Cuomo would not say how he feels about fusion voting going forward, saying he does not want to influence the commission.
I'm not going to tell the commission what to do.
No, but you personally...
I'm not going to tell the commission what to do.
Cuomo says he's going to let the commission exercise its own independent judgment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.